They live slowly with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Thank God for Jesus. God is a good God. His mercy endures forever. I know the Lord. Glad He know me. He have called me out of darkness and to His marvelous light. It's good to be many things in the world, but the best thing is being a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. God, great salvation. Number four. It's a great salvation. The book of Acts 4:12-13. It said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they was unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They took knowledge. They recognized they had been with Jesus. They saw some evidence that they had been with Jesus. God, great salvation. Sometimes you don't have to put on. You don't have to act out. Sometimes folks just often see something in us that we've been with Jesus. I'm glad you don't have to put on nothing else. The act like. Act is different than being like. Just be yourself, but be Jesus in you. And folks can see Jesus. They can see Jesus. They recognize the boldness. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not afraid. Everywhere I go, I want to show Jesus in me. You don't have to put on no show. Jesus can be recognized if he's in your life. You ain't got to put on no show. Just be a good person. Folks can see the goodness of God in you. When you try to put on that phoniness, it's a great salvation. They recognize the boldness in these men that they've been with Jesus. The worldly people need to know that the real church have been with Jesus. I said a real church. There's a lot of phonies out there, but the real church need to be recognized. And you will be recognized when you don't try to put on. God will let them see it because you're real. Folks just about know when you act out or act up now, but when you just be yourself as a Christian, God will let it be seen. I said, God will. And when God let it be seen, then you witness for Jesus then. But when you put on, you witness for the devil. Something strange about salvation. Strange about salvation. Bible called it a great salvation. Strange. Real, true salvation will show the world that you have been with Jesus. I said, real. It's a strange salvation. Number one, you won't be ashamed. A lot of folks right now, looking at me right now, get around certain folks to try to hide Jesus. Get around a certain crowd, we want to put Jesus in our back pocket. Can I say it like that? Y'all need to say that. Jesus told us who believe in him, let your light shine before men where they what? Can see your good work, not that bad stuff, but your good work. See, he not telling us to show out. You ain't got to show out. Just be yourself. And when you be yourself, Jesus is going to come out. It's a great salvation. It's great because what God done. It's great because can't nobody else do it like this. I don't know nobody, not in the Bible, in no other book, and not that somebody died. Name was Jesus. And everybody saw him when he died, hanging on a cross. They saw him when they put him in the grave. They know he was there. A strange thing, the grave couldn't hold him. Something happened when a grave can't keep you in the ground. It has to be somebody who owned the ground. Somebody who owned the dirt. Somebody who owned everything. It had to be somebody who owned something that we don't own and can't own. He owned the dirt. Can I say it like this, y'all? The dirt had to move back. Oh, no, he's in a cast or a box or whatever he's in. He had to get out the box. But he got up. Jesus got up. Reverend Walker, what? How you know? Now, that's a good question there. Everybody saw him when they put him in the grave. But everybody see him get up. But Reverend Walker, how you know he got up? I'm trying to explain it. You just give me a little time. You wasn't there, I wasn't there, but something strange would happen to a person when he said he got up. I'm about to get happy. Yes, sir. Something would have happened to you that never happened to you before.
It's something on the inside.
Yes. Thank you. Preacher.
Will make you say something. I said, make you say something. Not force you to say it, but make you say something. Because you can't hold it.
That's right.
Have you? Oh, have mercy. I'm talking about Christians now.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever been somewhere? Ryan, dignitators and all the, what do you may call them? And try to hold Jesus down. The Holy Ghost, some kind of way, will get on the inside. Will make you talk out sometimes. When I was a boy, them old sisters who sang them hymns, and they had some hymn like this. I'm glad I've been born again. Ooh, God of mine. And make you say something. It's a great salvation. Salvation. You got to tell somebody. Strange salvation. You will not be ashamed. Heart of mine. Nowhere you go, you will not be ashamed. Anybody. Everybody say anybody. If anybody hear my voice, and you are ashamed of your Jesus, just about you haven't met the one I met. I'm going to say that again. No. There are too many folks that go to church, but they're ashamed of the one that said they saved me. If you are ashamed, to let the folks know that you've been born again, you don't miss the mark somewhere. Well, you might well say amen. Now, some on the inside won't let you be ashamed of Jesus. And not only that, he told us, don't keep it to yourself. He told us to tell somebody that you don't met me.
That's right.
But why so many folk go to church try to hide him?
Well,
if they say they got him. Oh, mercy. What wrong with Jesus that you don't want to show him around certain folks?
Well.
First of all, you've got to look and see what he's done for you. I know folks take this lightly what I'm finna say. When you find out where you was on your way, I'm gonna really know you on your way to hell. Ain't no pleasure in hell. It's nothing but catching hell throughout eternity. When you find out you was on your way to hell and God stopped you. And if you go to hell, you going there to stay forever and ever and ever. And here can somebody stop you from going. You ought to talk about him everywhere you go. I said, you ought to talk about him everywhere you go. I'm not boasting no kind of way. I'm not going to hell because of Jesus. And if you don't go to hell, it's because of who? Jesus. And we get around certain folks, we try to hide him. He said, go and tell the world.
Yeah.
Go tell your kinfolk.
Yeah.
Go tell your neighbors.
Yeah.
The good thing.
Yeah.
That it happened to you.
Yeah.
We don't try to hide Jesus.
No.
You've got to tell the world that you got saved. He wants you to be a witness that he is alive. This one thing that man will never fully understand. But you've got to believe it if you want to go to heaven. But you'll never fully understand what I'm finna say right now. Being a pastor, I don't bury a lot of folks.
All right.
I only got to count them. Maybe in 40 years.
All right.
But I never saw them get up.
All right. No.
Out these 40 years, I never remember talking to them after I buried them. Something strange somewhere. Don't want to see now. I may run, but I'm trying to say, but something strange about this fellow. He can die when he feels like it.
All right.
Stay dead long as he wants to. And get up when he wants to.
Yeah.
Something strange about this fella. Yeah. Not only did we know, but the enemy knew something.
Yeah.
Why are you going to put God around a grave?
All right. Wow.
Pharisee said, that's a strange fella.
Yeah.
Now, he did. But we're going to put God around his grave. Straight. He did. What you putting God there for? You've never done it with nobody else. Why him? He did. They saw him when they when he put him in the grave, they saw him, they put him there.
Yeah.
Now you're going to put guards around to watch him.
That's right.
Lord Almighty. They saw him when he died on the cross. Why putting guards around a dead man's grave? Well, they said they scared some of the friends would come get him up and say he got up. But God fixed it. Well, nobody can handle that but him. God Almighty. And when you look at it, brothers, when you look at it, how death can come and take somebody who brought death in the world. Tell somebody own death. How death can kill the owner. That's something we'll never fully understand. All
right.
All we can say, he got all power. See, when God got up out of the grave, he said, I got what? All. That means no more, nowhere.
Right.
I got all heaven and earth. I got all power in my hand.
Right.
If I got it in my hand, I'm over everything.
Right.
Even death.
Yeah.
We serve a God. That's what the church got to understand. We serve a God that died but got up.
All right. You're right.
They literally put him in the grave.
Yes,
folks was watching him while they put him in the grave. The disciples, not the disciples, but the Pharisees put out a lie that his disciples came by night and got him up. They were surprised themselves. Because when they found out the grave was empty, they got all up. Let's go see. Let's go see. They told a lie on the disciples. What God, this way we got to look at, what God looked like trying to steal when he got all power in his hand? What God looked like trying to trick somebody when he got everything in his hand? He can do what he wants. Can't nobody do nothing about it. He can kill who he wants. He can bring who he wants alive. He got everything, the water, everything, the sky, everything in his hand. What he got to be a tricker for? What he got to be a phony for? You talking about somebody real? He real, real, real. He make the real be real. God is no trickster.
No, no.
wasn't there. How you know he got up? You wasn't even born. You sure told the truth. I wasn't born. You wasn't either. Watch this now. But they say, let me say it like that. They say he was buried. I wasn't there. But they said the record said he was what? Buried. In a brand new tomb. That's what the Bible said. And the Bible for them said he stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights. What happened to him? You don't just go be dead and then stay in the grave when you feel like and get up when you want to. Something wrong somewhere. How can death bury the one who created him? Y'all didn't get that. Death conquered. But why couldn't he conquer the one who created him? He made everything. Everything is in his hand. I said, even the little musket, the neck we hit at sometimes, in his hand. There's nothing that God can't control. It'll be a whole God that made everything and can't control everything. That's right. Amen. I want somebody to tell me what he can't control. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Ain't nothing on this earth and off this earth that God can't control. Even, oh boy, even little gnats that be make you mad, he controls the gnats. He can make a little gnat run you crazy. Hitting at him, never hit him. Getting on your nerves, trying to clap and you miss him. I'll be having somebody, whoop, miss that scowling. But he in control of the net. That's how we got to see God. We got to see God as he can do anything what he wants to do and can't nobody stop him from doing nothing. That's how you see God. He can take somebody and make them and mold them to what he wants them to be and can't nobody stop them. That's how you have to see God. You have to see God not like sitting down worrying about nothing, got his hand on his face and worrying and wondering, flapping his hand and don't know what to do. You don't see this God like this. God ain't nowhere worrying about nothing. You, me, and nobody else. That's how you see God. Can I say it like this? God got his leg crawled. Let me say it, Lord, let me say it, please. Let me say it, Lord. God don't know what worry is.
All right. Amen.
Can I say it like this, y'all? Lord, let me get away with it, please, but you know. Lord, be knowing one of what he ain't. He ain't worrying about. All these billions of folks in the world, and God, if he can want to go to sleep, he can go to sleep. Worrying about a little me to somebody like me? All these billions of folks in the world, God know every one of them by name.
Yes, sir.
That blow out of my mind. We can't surprise God. When, oh my, when he put you in your mother's womb, he knew you then. Not only knowing you, he already got your life from your birth to your death. Already when you come out the womb. He put in us what he wants to come out of us. He knew if you're going to go to hell or heaven. He already know that. We can't surprise God, know what not we do can surprise God. He knows our work from the beginning to the end. That means it's always best to humble yourself, because God already knows you. When you humble yourself, that means he can use you. But when you get that you can duck God and find out you can't do nothing about it, now then you humble yourself. But you can't do nothing that God don't know what you're going to do. I mean nothing. The best thing to do when it comes down to God, just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Watch this. If you want to get along with God, get on your knees. You don't go to God, stand up, brother. You don't go to God and look him in the eye. Hey, how you doing, God? You know what I'm saying? See, don't go to God like that. If you want something out of God, you better get down like this. And I don't care who you think you are. I don't care what you got. I don't care where you've been. I said, if you want something from God, you got to humble yourself. What God need with me? Nothing. What God need with you? Nothing. That's how you see God. He can use us, but you think, never think that God needs you for something. For what? I can get that dog you feed every day, do everything you're doing right now. He God. He in no hurt nowhere. God in nowhere scratching his head, wondering what Jimmy gonna do, why maybe gonna work. I got everything in my hand. I know their life from their birth to their death. That's how you see God. I can mold them and shape them to what I want them to be. To be used by God is to humble yourself. And when you humble yourself, that's when God can use us and get glory out of what we're doing. But when you feel like you can do what you want to do, big enough what you want to do, act like you want to do it, and then that's when God will let you know, I'm God. He had to straighten it out sometimes. Let us know, you can't do nothing without me. You can't even go to sleep without me. You can't wake up without me. That's how you see God. God in control of everything. Even that fly, you be hitting that all the time. He in control of that fly. Nothing on this earth that God is not in control of. That's how you see God. God nowhere worrying about nothing. It's an honor to be used by God. I'm glad he done saved my life. Oh, boy. And when you look at folks now, I've been pastoring a pretty good while. And some folks, you see folks, they think if they die, things going to die with them. Oh, boy. You better study this Bible here. Whatever you're doing, listen at this now. Whatever you're doing, you think, look, can't nobody else do it. God get a little baby that make you look like a fool sometimes. You got to know who God is. God in a class all by himself. Can't nobody match God. Nothing can match God. I don't care what man come up with. He can't match God. God made everything you see on his earth. Everything belongs to God. The life is the Lord. The fullness thereof. The wild and they that dwell therein. Everything man made, God gave him the knowledge to make it. That's how you see God. God in a class all by himself. Folk get it in mind. I don't talk to folks through the years. They feel like that. I know that's just going to feel like that. Get in mind. That's really God worrying about something. Watch this now. What God look like worrying? Think. What God look like worrying about what? He can't be God if he's somewhere worrying. You don't have to go pray, Lord, help God. Lord, help God. Who else you calling on? See, his God by himself. doesn't need no help from nothing and nobody. That means Paul come on the scene and said, I can do what? Through who? Who what? He said, I can do something. I can do all things. Because God got all in his hand. Ain't no extra stuff nowhere. He got every bit of it in his hand. Even the crooked, the blind, the dead, everything is in his hand. Have you ever talked to folks sometimes and they narrow God down? You got to see who God is. Watch this now. Watch this. This is God, who can speak. Not he got to go work on something.
Yes, sir.
He just speak and things come into existence.
Yes, yeah.
What kind of God is that? God ain't went nowhere and got no big old hands and made the world. No, he just speaks. And things come into existence.
All right.
God Almighty. The water belongs to him. The ocean belongs to him. God doesn't know how to swim. What he got to swim for? The water is in his hand. He don't need no airplane. The clouds is in his hand. That's how you have to see God. You see, God is in control. Please have that broad mind of God. He got everybody say everything. I mean everything. Even the thing ain't not things. Y'all get me. You get me. You're even that knot, he got that. He could bring that knot to be what he wanted to be, but everything is in his. That's how you see God. That's where we ought to trust God. Not the matter, I'm a super duper Christian. No, I come short. But I got my trust in him. I know he's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. I know some things that God can't do. But saying, I know something he can't do. He can do everything, but I know something he can't do. Can't lie. If somebody ever caught him in a lie, come and talk to me, please. God cannot what? What he got to lie for? Who he got to lie to? Everything is in his hand. The Bible says he can never fail. He can't fail. If I tell you to go yonder and know somebody happened to you, well, you say you can't fail. Well, I had that in my plan all the time. Yeah, you haven't failed, but I let you go through something. God tell you to do something, you let do what he said. Everything belongs to God. I said everything. If it's a thing, God got it. He got everything in his. That's blow folks' mind. You can't conquer God. I don't care what you do. Your little poor mind will be crazy. When a man gets to thinking that kind of thinking, he's going to. I heard some folks years ago, I don't hear too much now. The man, I'm going to find out something. You ain't going to find out nothing. Years ago, folks would talk crazy. You know, man, I don't know what he's doing now, but crazy is the best of them. I'm going to talk to God. God ain't going to tell you no more. He wants you to know. And with that kind of attitude, you ain't going to know nothing. You're going to be foolish as a fool. That's all you're going to be. New Bethlehem, wherever you're from, God in no hurry for nothing. I'm trying to show you how to see God. He no hurry for nothing. God ain't nobody, nowhere, got his hand on his death. Oh, Lord, what I'm going to do? nowhere. God ain't worrying for nothing. What God look like worrying? He won't be God if he's somewhere worrying. We need to be praying for him. He didn't know where in the Bible where God said, pray for me. Somebody got to show it to me. God don't need no prayer. We the one need prayer. And when you see God narrowing, when we narrow God down, you ain't going to make it for with God. Nothing. Nothing. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And say anybody. And everybody. Can't move except God allowed in the move. We narrow God down too much. If he said he's going to be with you, God Almighty, I don't care how it look. If he said he's going to be with you, I don't care how dark it is. I don't care how it look bad and everything. But if he said he's going to be with you, he's with you. And you don't see how you're going to get over, but I declare you're going over. If he said you're going over, you're going over. He told Moses, they go cross the sea. How can I go cross the sea? I ain't got no ship. How can I get cross? How can I get the Israelite cross? I don't have no ship that big. 2 billion of folks. How can I get them cross? The Red Sea.
Come on, with me.
One thing about nature, it obeyed God. If we were like nature, God wouldn't have pit on us so much. When God tells nature to do something, when God tells us to do something, oh, no, Lord, I don't believe I can make it. But nature, Moses, how can we get across? The folk wondered, but God talked to Moses. He said, you just go. I'll make a way. I heard my mama said this years ago, you know. Mama told me, mama used to say things like this. She said, I don't know how we're going to make it, but God will make a way. Now, if your mama ever told y'all that, some of y'all, they'll tell you that. I don't know how he'll do it, but he'll make a way. Sometimes like, you don't have enough food to feed everybody. He'll let you get worried a little bit, but I don't know where it comes from. Everybody eat, I know that. He'll make a way out of no way. That's how you see God. If God said do it, do it. If God said don't do it, don't do it. If he tell you to go cross the Red Sea, go.
Yes,
she obeyed me. I made the sea. She didn't make me.
Yes.
And Moses got to the Red Sea. What am I going to do? What you got in your hand? A stick? Well, use the stick. You got a rod. See, you just hold the stick up. I already talked to the sea. That's right. He told the sea, when you see the rod, you spread it over. God in control of everything. Everything has to obey God. He can make you obey. He can make me obey. He can make you do anything he wants you to do, and you can't have it. Can I put it like this? A lot of us ain't got sea sense. Every man obey God but a hard head man. Wonder why everything obey God but us. That's where the devil jump in. He gave us the knowledge to think. obey who we want to obey. And the devil deal with us. God said, you can do it. That devil going to worry you all night. You can't do it. You know your abilities. Don't let the fool out you. But God said, do it! You got to know when God talking to you. You got to know when the devil talking to you. But God told, the devil told Saul he couldn't do this. Paul, you can't do that. Paul, you got to watch yourself. But Paul come up and told him, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Not out of my own self, but all things. If God said it can be done, it already done. Watch this. Have y'all, some of you been in some things and on a job and you thought you couldn't do it? I know I got a witness in somewhere. Even your co-worker said, you ain't going to never make it. You don't have the knowledge for that kind of work. You ain't going to have it long anyway. But you went on, didn't you? You were so great on it, even the supervisor said, I ain't never had nobody do it like that. When God on your side, you always win. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can't do it by yourself, but through Christ, you can do it. If God on your side, God Almighty, let me use you, but stand here a minute. Yes, since you up, you stand up too, boy. Yes, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can't do that. All right. I'm going to say, you can't do nothing, but he on your side. This is God, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you can't get crossed there. Don't react to the devil will you day and night. So you ain't going to get crossed there. Uh-huh. I mean, don't make a fool out yourself.
Yes.
But God told me to do it, Reverend. Oh, the devil said, you can't rest that night. The devil will keep bothering you. Yes. You act a fool, making a fool out yourself. God Almighty. Now, go on and start doing it. Come on, cross that city. The devil can try to stop you. Try to stop him, but he can't. He mess with it, but he keep on coming. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Stumble a little bit. All right. Come on. But now, leave him alone. He already over here now. How you doing? That's the way the devil mess with us. When you got to do something, you know God told you to do it, do it. You may stumble, but get up and try it again.
Yes,
Paul said, I can do what? All things. Through who? Christ, which strengthened me. If God on your side, you're already on the other side. Well, we mess up. We try to do it on our own. God said, all that what? Acknowledge him. See, sometimes we think we got it made and we bragging. But always depending on God, I don't care how easy it looks to you, I'm leaning on the Lord. Have you ever said you can do something and know you feel like you can do it, but don't do it and don't have God on your side? Have you seen folks fail like that? See, you depend on yourself. I don't care how easy it is, always acknowledge him. All by what? Way. Acknowledge him. He shall direct you. You have done that. I have done that. I can do that, boy. Oh, even the job. I can do that. And funk out every time. God said, all by what? Way. Talk to me about it. All thy way, lean on me, not your own self, not your own knowledge. You know, Paul Lorne, I can do what? I don't care how hard it look. On some job, some of you. So the devil said, you can't do that job. Even to your best friend, you'll be stupid, you make a fool out of yourself. But God told you to do it. And watch it. Like, I don't care how long the job been going on. And when God puts you there, guess what? The boss man said, I ain't never had nobody like this. To do it like this. Now you got a promotion. Because you've done what God said and lean on Him. And watch this now. And you can make a fool out yourself sometime when you think you can do it by yourself and go do it by now. You fall on your face. You ain't got God nowhere in picture. But when you put God in the picture, He there by your side. He promised never to leave us, not forsake us. This is the kind of God we serve. God don't put us in nothing for us to flunk. Our job is just to depend on Him. What God look like flunking? He got all power in His hand. He can make your enemy be your footstool. He'll make your enemy feed you when you get hungry. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. When you got God on your side, you got the majority. Remember that. Young folks, go on to school. Devil come to you and say, you ain't going to make it. But you go on. I dare you to put Jesus first. Put Him first. God will get you through. Regardless of what job it is, what else it may be, maybe no job. But whatever it is, it's something you got to do, want to do, in decent and honor, okay? And you just put God first. Don't try to do it by yourself. And watch this. The devil going to come to you many times. Because you lean on the God, depend on Him, and devil, man, I heard you going on that job over there. Well, I'm going to depend on the Lord. Depend on the Lord. You know, you got bad man, you know. No God, and he good. Now, yeah. That's the devil talking to you. You tell him I said it. That's the devil talking to you. You keep on looking dead in the eye. Say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And looking dead in the eye, which strengthened me. And see, he ain't going to look you right dead in the eye when you look at him like that. And then talking the Bible. See, first thing, he got to turn his head a little bit. But you can look him dead in the eye and say, I can do all me no more. I can do what? Through which? When they're talking, I'm already over. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Thing that decent and in order. Now, ain't no sin in this thing. You know why I'm talking like that now. Well, I want to do something wrong. Well, don't call on God then. I'm talking about who I'm saying decent and in order. You're a child of God. We don't look for you to be doing these crazy, stupid, and wrong, sinful things. I'm talking about things that decent and in order. I can do all things through Christ.
This is Cattle Law number 1840. Cattle Law number 1840.
I mean, it look like it. It seems like I ain't going to make it. But through Him, I can do it. God will fix it for you when you got your trust in Him. Salvation is the most important. Open the clothes now. Salvation is the most important thing that God ever gave man since sin. Salvation. Man, it had no way out. The day you eat, that's the day you're going to die. But mercy stepped in. Mercy. But justice finna kill him. Mercy said, leave him alone.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, justice, and mercy. Both of them got to be satisfied. I'm going to close now. I said both of them got to be satisfied. Justice got to be satisfied. Mercy got to be satisfied. When mercy stepped in, justice said, who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for this? Could I say it, y'all? God looked in the curtain. And when he looked in the curtain, he pulled out Jesus. He gonna pay for it. He gonna die for that sin. He gonna get up for that sin. He gonna cover me. Thank God for Jesus Christ. You ought to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere you go. He died for your sin. I said he died for our sin. There had to be somebody without sin. He took on sin to save me, to save you, to keep me from going to hell forever. And we treat Jesus like he's a stepchild. Went to hell. Went down in hell for me and you. He went literally to hell to keep me from. Well, look how we treat somebody who went to hell for us. Don't talk to them every week. Hell break a loose. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But time ain't going well. You forget about it. This man went to hell for you and me. Keep me from going. But look how we treat Jesus. I ain't trying to make you feel sad, but you got to see it. If he went to hell for you, why can't we go out for him? I said he went to hell, but hell couldn't hold him. He got up. And since he got up, now I got a right to the tree of life. He took my place. I couldn't go to heaven. Heaven was wide open. But I couldn't go because of my sin. Somebody got to pay a debt to let me go to heaven. Jesus took my spot. Now since he took my spot and I believe in him, I can go to heaven now. Because of what Jesus done on the cross. Death said, he tried hard. I got a few more minutes. Death. 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 So I got a few more time now. If I get him, I got all of them. He tried to hold it. He tried hard. Stain. The devil said, hold him, Death. I'm doing the best I can. You watch him. You watch him. Be him watching. Been watching him, doing the best he can. But early Sunday morning, and there's something happening here. I can't. What do you mean something happening? I can't hold him. He's hard to hold. I can't. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to hold him. But Jesus got up. He didn't get up with some power. He got up with, and while he was getting up, he stripped the devil of his power. Got all the demon power. And then stood out there on the corner and said, I got all power in my hand now. I control everything. And because he got up, I don't have to go to hell now, because I believe he got up for me. He got up for you. He got up for everybody. Anybody go to hell, now they go because they want to go. But Reverend Walker, you tell me he died for me? Yes. My name Jack. Jack, he died for you. I'm a lowdown joker, but Jack, he died for you. Susan, he died for you. Mary, he died for you. I'm lowdown. I don't care how lowdown you are. He died for you. Well, you couldn't go to heaven. Jesus took your spot in hell. Now you can go to heaven. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
A low-down somebody like me can go to heaven. Because Jesus paid my debt. He paid every man debt. Watch this now. I'm finna close. Anybody go to hell now, they go because they want to go. And I heard. I haven't been there. According to the Bible, hell is not comfortable no kind of way. That man in hell, he'll moan and groan. He was burning. Matter of fact, he's there forever. You don't go there and be good, get a good record. You go there forever. But watch this. God sent his son to stop me from going. If I go, I go because I want to go to hell. But now to keep me from going to hell, I give my life to Jesus. Why? He took my place. If I believe that he took my place, well, I won't have to go. Because I believe he took my place. Now, if you don't believe he took your place, when you die, you're going to hell. That's not dogmatic. That's the truth. Jesus took every human being's place to keep them from going to hell. If they go, they go because they want. The only way to keep a man out of hell, you've got to believe Jesus took my place by giving my life to Jesus as my Savior. That's when we call him Savior. He saved me from going where? Anybody go to hell now, they go cough to what? Want to. I don't believe in anyone. Well, die and find out. That's not dogmatic. See, you won't be smart like that, but that's not wrong. See, you die. I dare you to die. You better not die without Jesus. If you die without Jesus, you're going to hell. You ain't wearing that and be punished for 2 days. You'll be there forever. See, Jesus went to hell to take our place. Because he able to go when he feel like and pay a debt and get up when he feel like. Because he's God. That means we love ourselves from Jesus because he took my place. We ought to love Jesus every day of our life. To keep me from going to hell, I gave my life to him. And anybody out here lost, you better give your life to Jesus if you don't want to go to hell. That's just not dogmatic. It's just the truth. That's what the church is all about. To give your life to Christ if you're not saved. I'm a salvation preacher. That's the only thing to keep a man from going to hell is God's salvation. Jesus is God's salvation. Salvation means a way out. I'm getting your way out of hell by going through Jesus Christ. And watch what Jesus said. If anybody believe that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, thou shalt be saved. See, saved from what? Hell. Get it straight. Saved from what?
Hell.
That's what it means. If I believe and give my life to Jesus, it'll keep me from going to hell. Would it be one want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Give your life to Christ. Would that be one? Would that be one? Don't be ashamed. You're going to die. You're going to die now. It's too late then. It'll be too late then. Ain't no second chance. Don't let nobody fool you. Anybody come to you says a second chance, that's the devil talking to you. According to the Bible, we have one chance. That's why we got life in this body. Man would die without Jesus. The only way to hell. It's just that simple. That's not dogmatic. It's just that simple. It's the truth. Will there be one? Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience. Want to be a part of this church already saved. You may come also. You want to be a part of this membership. You're already saved. So you want to be a part of this membership. You may come. But don't walk out here alone. You ain't got to be a member here. You can carry your membership anywhere you want to go, but just I'm going to tell you, go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. But don't walk out here lost. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let the church. Will that be one? Yeah.